Shmuel Halpin.
Good morning. We're holding only a few days after Shavuos, when we were zoicha to Kabbalah Satoira. Every year we're zoicha to a new Kabbalah Satoira. And whenever a person gets a present, when a person zoicha to get a matuna, it's worthwhile to look into what he got. That way we can appreciate much more the present which we received, the present which a person gets. Just a few days after Matan Torah, I wanted to talk about Birchas HaTorah. And we have the chance every day to have a reminder of our Kabbalah HaTorah, which we had on Har Sinai, which we had again on Shavuos. Every morning by Birchas HaTorah, we have a opportunity to appreciate and analyze and to be misboinen on what type of a present the Eibishter gave us on Shavuos. The Lushna Tor, we say three bruchas in Birchas, two or three bruchas, we'll see, we'll discuss whether it's two bruchas or it's three bruchas, but there is the third bruch which we say is Ashebuch Abuni Mikol HaAmim Nusaloni Yastei Rusoi. The Lushna Tor is a Moiridik Lushna over here. Tor says that the Kavuna, push it Kavuna, when we make a bruch, we have Kavuna, Pirush HaMilas. What is the Pirush HaMilas? Ashebuch Abuni Mikol HaAmim. V'chavin beberchusoi, a person shav kavunim and makes this bruch asher bucha buni al mamad ha-sinai asher bucha arbuni mikol ha-imois. That's where the Eibishter chose us from all the other nations. V'kevuni lifnei ha-sinai, he brought us in front of ha-sinai. V'heshmi'eini dvura of mitoicho eish, and he let us know his dvurim from the big fire which was there by Matan Torah. V'nus aluni astirusei ha-kdoisho klichem dusoi, and he gave us his holy Torah, his precious treasure, Shoyim Shtashea Boy B'chol Yoyim. Shashem used to, I'm not saying Shtashea in English, it's delight in it every day, thank you. He used to, who delights in that Torah every day, and that's why Hashem gave us, Nais Be'emes, a chazura, and a chance to analyze and to appreciate the special present which we got. That is Pushit, the translation of the Bruch HaShebuch HaBuni Mikol HaAmim. The Matan Torah was the closest time, that was the nearest ever that Hashem came, L'chayra, that Hashem was Megala himself to the Yiddish Kinder. I saw from Rav Shimshon Pinkas a very strong, a very, very beautiful and strong way of bringing this out. He says, by Matan Torah, L'chayra, something is very interesting. Something seems to be a paradox. On one hand, it's the greatest kirva. Hashem wanted to come down to Am Yisrael. He was Moirich Chinusay Lamato. And it should have been the greatest lechtikite, which there ever was. There was the greatest Gilei Ha'or, Ashchina, Gilei Ha'or HaTorah. And what is the same Pusik? It was pitch black. Instead of it being bright and beautiful sunshine, as we were Zoich HaTakatu, we had Tak on Shvi, such a nice sunshine. But by Matan Torah was exactly the opposite. It was Kipshon HaEish. It was smoke and smoke and smoke. The whole thing was such a thick fog and such a thick smoke, you couldn't see anything. What did you see was a flash of lightning here and a flash of lightning there. But it was such a darkness. How does that fit together with this that the Klal Yisrael was Zoich to the Gres, the Gila HaOir and Gila HaShchina? L'chayr should have been exactly the opposite. He says a very profound thought. He says, if a person thinks into a mechitza, we know we have a mechitza, we come into a shil, as a mechitza, one side is the men, one side is the ladies. Hashkufer yishoyna, what is the purpose of a mechitza? The purpose of a mechitza is to separate, is to bring a distance from one side of things to another side of things. We want to distance the men from the ladies. We have sometimes different, we know by the Beis HaMikdash, there was different types of mechitzas. You only have to go to this far, the Kohanim were allowed to go to here, the Israelim to here. The purpose of a mechitza, and the first thought, and the first Hashkufer Rishoyna is to distance oneself from one thing from another thing. But he said if you think at it a little bit deeper, you realize it's the exact opposite. There are certain things which don't go together. There are certain things which can't go together. For example, milchigs and fleischigs, we know we can't eat them together. Somebody eats milchigs and wants to straight away eat fleischigs, it's got a problem. But if he does something, then with that small something, all of a sudden he can bring together he can minimize the amount of time that he has to have between the two. That makes the kiniach v'haducha pi hilchus shtein shulchan uruch. All of a sudden, he's allowed to eat straight away. If he wouldn't do kiniach v'haducha, he'd have to wait an hour. Machloikas v'pashas, he'd have to wait some type of time until. If without kinech haducha l'chayr zich, have to wait an hour to in order that the mouth should be completely clean, and even an hour is a machloikas of tazan shach. But with a kinech haducha, if you do something, which l'chayr the something is a separation, it's separating the whatever you had in his mouth before. No, that is bringing a kirva. The same thing with an ashil. There is a shil hat kedishas, hat a kedisha. Every shil has a heilikait, has a kedisha. And one of the haluchas of that kedisha is that we can't daven together in a room where there are men and ladies. That happens to be a fact. So what do? If there would be no mechitza, we'd only have to have either the men inside the room or the ladies inside the room. We wouldn't be able to have both of them inside the same room. What do? All we have to hang up is a very thin shmatadika curtain hanging on a string. And all of a sudden, the same room which you couldn't get two types of people together in, all of a sudden they can stand within 5 centimeters of each other. How, what happened? Because as a mechitza came along, the mechitza, instead of being a makariv, the mechitza is a big, instead of being a marachik, the mechitza is a makariv. Therefore, because we've put a mechitza in between two things which naturally they cannot go together, all of a sudden we've managed to create an atmosphere that they can come together because we've got the small mechitza in between. It's the same thing. He brings a few different mashulim. He brings one that's on your pirim, why one of the reasons, if I'm not mistaken, he brings out one of the reasons why we dress up, because we bring up, it's a type of mechitza, we pretend that we're some other people, that we've become closer. But the Gabi Matan Torah, so the Maas and the Gemura, I don't remember who was with, I think with Rabbi Shia, one of the Romans came over to him and told him that he wants to see Hashem. See Hashem? No problem. An appointment. Tomorrow morning, tomorrow middle of the day, we have an appointment, we can see the Hashem. Comes along and they meet each other, and he tells him, just do me a favor, just could you look up at the midday sun? Stop looking at the midday sun, I'll go blind. He says, yeah, you can't even look at one of the small mishamshim of Hashem, and you want to be able to look at the Hashem himself. And he was moidan, it was miskabel, it was a dova miskabel al adas. We all know how far away the sun is, 93 million miles. We know that if we'd be a few miles nearer, we'd all fry. If we'd be a few miles further away, we'd all freeze. It's delicately balanced at 93 million miles away. What would happen if the sun decided one day to come and visit us on this world? He wouldn't have to travel very far and there'd be no world left. And this we just said from the Maas and the Gemurah is a small meshamish from Hashkudosh Baruch Hu. So Kaviyuchel, if the Eibishter himself comes down to pay a visit in whatever tzir we can understand, but he pays some type of a physical shechina comes down like it was with Matan Torah, there'd be no world left. It's a kolshkein shebe kolshkein. It would only come a little bit nearer to Mimurich Shechinusa Lamato, there'd be nowhere to bring his Shechina to. Hashem wanted to be Mekarv himself to the Eden in the closest way that he could. So he had to make a Mechitza. The Mechitza enabled Hashem's Shechina and the world to survive being at close proximity one to the other. What was this type of mechitza? He made an afela gedoyla ad moed. He made a tanik kifshon na'esh. He made, there was such heavy smoke. It was such a heavy smog. It was such a thick mechitza, which enabled Kiviyuchel Hashem's Shechina to be as close as possible to the Eden, and the Eden still being able to survive. We just wanted to bring out from this Moirdike Gedank. First of all, brings out the Moirdike Hava, which you see Hashem had to the Yidin when he gave him the Torah. This was a Torah which they had, there was a world war went on about it. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim, the Meluchim told him, Tini Hoitcha La Shemaim, why are you taking them Torah down to the Yidin, leave it upstairs in Shemaim? And Moshe Rabbeinu had to answer them and he nearly got burnt. There was a whole Mechumah which went on. Hashem is Bahavusa Gadoila, gave us the Torah, he brought it down, he did all these types of matzuvim that he created in order to be able to be as close to us as possible. And this is the Matan Torah which we received on Bag Sinai, and which the Bach tells us that is attached in the Lushna Bruch which you make, Ashabuch Abuni Mikola Imois, and Mishmiuni Dvorov Mitoicho Eish. He gave us his words from the fire. Actually, that's then a kid also is trying to bring out. We have to remember not just the Matan Torah, but the whole seer of Matan Torah, which was then the whole atmosphere which was happened B'Shas Maaser. Just the Torah is a very famous Torah in Abach in Simon Mem Zayin. That's what Birchas HaTorah is. And I wanted to, if we have a few minutes, try and say a few halachas of Birchas HaTorah. There's so many different halachas which are negaya. The Torah is marich, keloi, normally the Torah just brings down mamash halachas dig, and he is very, very marich. He brings down the whole Gemurah in the Durim. A very famous Gemurah, which we normally only hear Tisha B'Av time. There's two shtiklich, one shtiklich goes about. First, he talks about Kindle. Let's talk about that one first. Mnei Tamid Chumim Mei Mitziim Lutzis Mnei Tamid Chumim. So, Ashaf Alushim from the Gemurah. The Gemurah says, why do we see very often that Tamid Chumim on Zoicha that their children are also Tamid Chumim? Ravina Oma Mnei Sheein Bevorchim at Torah Tchila. Because the Ravina says, because they don't make Berchas HaTorah. We have to know someone, they don't make Berchas HaTorah. But Gemurah obviously means they don't make Berchas HaTorah in a way that these Talmid Chachamim should be making according to them at Reige. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, which is this, the famous Gemurah which everyone knows, Ma'i Tchsiv Miyo Yesh HaChuchum Yuvan HaZois HaShetva Hashem Pia Ilov Yagido Ama'ov the Uretz HaKudosh Baruch Hu. And the Nevi'im wanted to know why was the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, why did it happen? Nobody knew. Duvezah Nishal Chachomim, Vele Nevi'im, Vele Malachi Ashures, Veloi Prashi. Nobody could explain why there was a Churban of Beis. That means, if we think about it, the Madrega of Klal Yisroel must have been a phenomenal Madrega. Because if somebody looks around, and whenever you cite a thing, we can find fault sometimes with this one, and with that one, and with this, and with that. Whenever something bad happens, we very often have people who will come along and say, was it because of this, was it because of that? Here was a matzav, was a churban Beis Hamikdash, and the Nevi'im, there was Nevi'im and the Maluchim couldn't find a fault in Klal Yisroel. At Shepirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atz Mishnema, Vayoyim HaShem, Al Ozvom Es Tirusia Shenosati Lefneim, V'Lishomi B'Koyli V'Lholchi Bo. They didn't learn the Heilige Torah. So what do you mean they didn't learn the Heilige Torah? If they went for the Heilige Torah, you wouldn't need to go to the Nevi'im, to the Chachumim. We'd ask every Chayde Yingala, we didn't learn Torah today in Chayde, we didn't learn in Yeshiva, we didn't know straight away. My nini v'lashomi b'koy v'lholchi ba, so the Gemurah mivido marav, lo ima she'im avorchim Torah t'chilu. Which is a very, very shafi Gemurah. The Gemurah tells us that the reason of Churban HaBayis was because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. That's what I added in to be mamtike a little bit, but I think the Lushna Tov brings down. Right, so the Shal, what does it mean? We didn't make Birchas HaTorah, right? But the Lushna Gemurah and the Lushna Tov brings down. That was the Lushna Gemurah. And the Bach explains, Legabe, this Gemurah at the beginning, if you remember, the Gemurah brought this only as a raya to understand why do we see Talmid HaChomim. We don't always see that their children also Talmid HaChomim. That's what the whole Gemurah brought in for. The Torah brought in, the Gemurah brought in as a raya to prove this point. Why? Because to see that Birchas HaTorah is a very important thing. So the Bach says, why? Because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, were they not zeicha to children Talmid HaChomim? The Bach says, because in the second Bruch of Birchas HaTorah, we ask and we beit HaBakusha an, that Hashem should help. We say a bruch which is a bakusha every single time in Birchas HaTorah, that our kinderlach should be zoicha to go vat and derech HaTorah, and they should be talmid chachumim. They should enjoy learning. They should know the learning. And because they weren't makpin on Birchas HaTorah, so this brucha they never had, and therefore that's what the Gemurah means. And so the Bach explains the Gemurah means that they weren't zoicha that the children should be talmid chachumim. If I'm not mistaken, I heard once from Chaim Brim Zecher in the Vrucha. I heard directly from him once. He said it was in Meshurim. There was always a yid for every morning you could hear his Birchas HaTorah. He used to say Birchas HaTorah with such tears and with such koilas. He said it was a famous thing. If you wanted to go hear Birchas HaTorah, you didn't have to. You could stand on the street outside the person's house. You could hear every morning a Birchas HaTorah like our Neila. And he said, he was wondering always over the years, what's going to happen? Let's see what comes out of him. When the two Groys Rosh Hashivas of Yishlaim, Remendel Atik and Zambrida, Rabavurum Atik, two Groys Rosh Hashivas in Yishlaim, are famous in Yishlaim, that's what he was Zoychadu. What was he Zoychadu? He was Zoychadu Taka from Birchas HaTorah of Ni'anachli V'tzaytzoeini. The Gemara says that's exactly what happens. Somebody doesn't make Birchas HaTorah, Chas Hashem is not Zoychadu. It's Birchas is a Midah Toiv and Meribah Chamesh Meis Po'umim, is Avad and Avad. Somebody tries to be Mechavan, This on Shvius is from a Rav Meilich Biedemann, the Setlech, which around, I saw a story which says also there, somebody had twins in school, and one of them was very Matzliach, the other one wasn't. I'm sure many people read it. And with one time, all of a sudden, the second son also picked up. And the Rebbe didn't understand what was going on. He didn't notice any reason why he should have changed. And he asked the father, maybe you know what's going on. And he was reluctant to say, but he pushed him, and he told him, I'll tell you why. I saw he wasn't Matzliach. I'll be integrating in a Kabbalah. I'm going to start saying Berachas HaTorah. Like I should be. And since then, I started to notice a bechisha different. And the chayr, it's often a gemura, it says the best gila, at least it's the first gila worth starting with, is the one, is the somebody who needs to see more nachas, I mean, more atzlucha, the child should be able to learn better, is be mechavan and berachas HaTorah. And then there's a very, very famous Lushna Bach. This is the famous Lushna Bach in Sim Mem Zayin. I'm not going to say the whole Lushna, even though I wrote it all down. It's a extreme. The Bach brings out the what this nekida of why the Chirban Abayis happened because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. He explains that Torah isn't a secular klahav le'elef avdula, isn't a secular limit. It's not something which you have to have a good head for, and it's not something which you have to have capabilities for. Torah is a living part of the Eibishter. Torah varies with kitshu berichich gilachadhi, and the Torah so akdoisha is pushed a chaylik elakami mal. And therefore, when a person learns Torah, it depends how he learns the Torah, depending on what the Torah is going to do to him. Depends what the Torah is going to make him into. If a person learns Torah with Hashem Shemaim, he learns the Torah realizing it's the Eibishter's Torah. He thinks into it before he starts to learn, even in half a second. I'm sitting down, I want to learn the Eibishter's Torah. So therefore he sits down with Kuvit, and he sits down with Yishev Hadas, and therefore he's going to do he's thinking about what he's trying to do. He's trying to be Mekai in the mitzvah with Eibishter said, V'gisa b'yoyim v'laylo. He's trying to learn because of Shechinusi Yizburach. And in Lushna Bach Kedeshin, it's Atzim Nishmoseini, we should strengthen our Neshumas, Ba'atzmas V'ruchnius Ekedishas Mekoyer Moitza HaTorah. When we learn Torah, we're trying to connect. We're trying to, you say in English is sync, maybe the modern word. You try to connect and to plug in to the Eibishter's Kedisha. He's the Mekoyer Torah, he's the Noisna Torah. And the person learns that way, the Torah is mayor inside of him. The Torah shines out of him. He becomes a Merkuvah L'Shechina. We think Merkuvah L'Shechina is something which is a type of thing which only the Gresta Tzadikim are Zoichah to. The Bach says, and the person learns Torah, being thought about before and how he wants to learn the Heilige Torah, he becomes a Merkuvah L'Shechina. It's a fact. He becomes a Merkuvah L'Shechina. He becomes something which the Torah shines out of him. He becomes something which is a different person, a complete different Mahis, a complete different Metzias. And when that thing happens, the Eibishter Shechina rests amongst the Yid himself. Shechanti b'soicha, m'soicha l'echo de'echot. Hashem becomes inside each person. It becomes a person is a Merkuvah L'Shechina. Imagine a person walking around, he's a Merkuvah L'Shechina, he's invincible. Nobody can do anything to him. Therefore, when the Goyim started up with Klal Yisroel by Churban HaBayis, they didn't have a chance. If they would have started to do something to them, everything would have just bounced off. They've got the whole millions of Yidden walking around who are all Merkuvah L'Shechina, who all the Shechina is resting inside of them, the Goyim won't stand a chance. It says the Bach, the only reason why the Goyim did have a Koyach against them was because they weren't learning L'Shem Shemaim, Shloi Borchi B'Torah T'chila, it could say Kirui, whatever it was, and the Kizus HaDuva says the Bach was, they weren't learning with this Machshuve in mind, they weren't appreciating, they weren't learning with this, that it's the Eibishter's Torah, that it's the Eibishter's Torah that I'm learning, and I'm trying to bring in the Kiddush to Eibishter, I'm trying to connect. They learned it, Kiviyuchel, either Shloi Lishmo, he says, because they wanted just, they looked at the Chasashum just like a secular learning, or even he says, they just learned it in order to be able to show off to somebody else. I'm a Talmud Chucham, I know something. If you want to know Pshat, I'm always the one who has a Pshat. If you want to know Halucha, I'm the one who knows it. That Kavuna itself, he said, was also such, it was enough to take away the Shechina from the Torah Kedosh which they were learning. And once that happened, all the defenses fell down. They were just a nation amongst all the other nations. Once they're just a simple nation like all the other nations, we know that Klal Yisrael isn't the strong nation, and we're not the biggest nation. And all of a sudden, there wasn't a chance of standing up to the Oyve Klal Yisrael who came to do the Churban HaBayis. Maybe from that we see from the Lushna Brucha, which we say in the second Brucha, V'harivnu, we say the second Brucha is very interesting, the Master. Start the Brucha, we ask that Kodesh Baruch Hu to. We say we're asking for Torah. Yeah, the whole thing is about Torah. The last one, there was Torah, V'ahar v'noshim l'kenes divit terotchu. And we finish off very interesting. And yeah, nachni v'tzatzoini, v'tzatzoi amcho beis Yisrael. What do we ask for? We should say, k'luni, loim desirusecho l'shmo. Doesn't help. We don't ask just we should learn. First we say, k'luni yoyde shmecho. Why does yoyde shmecho come into berichas ha-Torah? We're learning, we're asking Ayyub Shemesh, we have to learn his Torah. And all of a sudden, we put in that two words before we ask for learning the Sirasech. We put in Yoide Shemecho. According to this Bach, it's Moyerdik. That is the whole tachlis of Birchas HaTorah. It's not just to make a brucha, Birchas HaMitzvahs before we start learning, but to realize whose Torah we're learning. We're sitting, we're learning the Ayyubishta's Torah. So first, we're going to know who the Ayyubishta is. So we ask, V'niya Anachni V'tetzu'eni Amcho B'Yisru Kluni Yoide Shemecho. We should all know who you are. And once we know who you are, then we can ask the next Bakusha, we'll learn this, the Resech or Lishma, that we should be able to learn your Torah for your name, which we've just asked you two words ago, and we should be Zoicha Taka to know who that is. And that brings out that there's a whole difference, Taka, whether we learn Birchas HaTorah, Kerugel, because that's what we're used to, or we manage even for a second to think about it. It's not easy, because we're used to it the whole time, as it happens, all humans, we all run on regilas, but this is maybe a chance with this Birchas HaTorah. We have the Ayyub should give us an opportunity every day to re-click and to re-remember. This is what we're trying to do. Birchas HaTorah is made up of three different parts. We have a Shekhar Shunubi Mitzvoisa, Vitzun Elasik, with the Vesera, Birchas HaMitzvahs, like we make of many other mitzvahs. And we have a very interesting Brucha, which is a Machloikas, if it's one Brucha or a Hemshech, we'll try and say it soon, is a bakusha, it's a tefillah, it's a bakusha, a mitna brucha, that Hashem should make the Torah zis. And that, and the third brucha is a brichas hashvach, brucha Hashem, I thank you Hashem that you chose us to learn your Heilige Torah, you're the one that we chose from all the nations of the world. And we ask of a harevnu, it's a brucha which we ask the Torah should make zis. We all know that sometimes we can learn and it's moiric. The Torah can be, we can have a geshmak etzav, all of a sudden, wow, how did that shiur finish so quickly? Wow, how did I manage? How all of a sudden, where did the time go? I had a good chavrisa, I had a good something else. All of a sudden, the time disappeared. And sometimes, we have to slog the bench and we sit and we learn and we think, we're trying to concentrate and it doesn't go and it goes a bit more and it goes a bit less. And something that a person can appreciate, I don't understand. I see these, hear these masters of these rebbes, these talmid chachamim, these tzaddikim, these gedolim, and they learn 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. How are they doing it? Why are they? They're telling us the Torah is so sweet. It could be the Torah is so sweet, but I can't feel it. Why is it, if the Torah is so sweet, then why is it not sweet for me? And if it's not really sweet, then why are they enjoying it? What is the recipe to be able to feel and understand the Torah is this? And Be'emes, the real difference is only that if Avada the Torah is Mesik Mitvash from Neufet Tzifim, that's what we say always in Tehillim, Shabbos morning, Torah Mesik Mitvash from Neufet Tzifim, it's the sweetest thing that there is now. There's a Lushna Chaim HaKudosh, a very famous Lushna Parshat Kisuvai, Shem Hoyu B'nei Udam, Margishim, B'Mesikis V'Arevis Toiva Torah, if people would be able to feel the sweetness that there is in the goodness of the Torah, they would go crazy, they would go run after it like a fire, the whole gold and silver and the whole world would be absolutely worthless to them. The Torah includes in itself all the goodness which there is in the world. If the Rechaim HaKudosh wrote it, he must have felt it. He didn't make up things. And the Rechaim HaKudosh is telling us that it is possible to come to this darga of feeling such a sweetness in Torah HaKudosh that you blank out, you forget everything else which happens. How do we get to it? Let's push how we get to it. The push it is that if we take honey, or if somebody puts in his mouth a mouthful of salt and is going to eat a spoonful of honey, he's not going to get very far. He's going to have a very unpleasant experience. And whatever we have is because we're not up to this matter of enjoying Torah HaKadosh. But Hashem gave us the opportunity, was Mesakin HaBrucha every day, which we ask of these guys. V'harivnu Hashem Elekeini, Estiv Reserasku. I ask of you, Hashem, make the Torah Ziz, make it sweet, make it something that I'll enjoy. I know it's sweet. I know it, first of all, because I believe that's what it says in Pusik. Second of all, because I know the people around me who tell me that it's sweet. And thirdly, I don't need to bring eyes from anybody else. I know for myself. Sometimes I can have such an experience when I learn, and I enjoy it the most thing that there is. And I would love the Seder never to end, and the finish never, and the Shia never to finish, and wherever it's going to be, we have sometimes, we know from our own experience. Therefore, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Harivna, help us that we should always have the sweetness like that in the Torah Kodesh. Yeah, we said before, the machlokes whether there's three bruchas or two bruchas. A chilek in halucha is whether two chilek in the halucha. One chilek is whether the second brucha we start off v'harivna or harivna. If it's two separate bruchas, it's two separate entities completely. And we say lasik v'divir soira, we start off hariv. And the second machlokes, the second difference halucha will be whether we say umain after lasik v'divir soira. So machlokes machab in the remu, whether one should say hariv. Of v'harev. The master is, the minig is in Klal Yisrael, which you print in all the Siddurim, that's the minig, and the Shabri says already, that's the minig, and the Ramu brings down, the minig is that we say v'harev. The Shabri explains that v'harev, we yoy to both dais. If it's one brucha, with zikha, v'harev is the right nisach. If it's two bruchas, it's not ma'ak if we start off the brucha with a vuv at the beginning. But at Tzad, it's only one brucha, and we miss out the vuv, we're missing out the nisach brucha, so therefore we say v'harev to be yoytzer. So that we've found a way out to get out of this problem, which we might have, considering we don't know if it's one brucha or two bruchas. But what about an umayn? So the emes is, the umayn is taka machlokes. In Rav Achreinim, take on one shouldn't say umayn. This is geblim the psak halucha that Mishavir brings down. Rav Achreinim Tzad, we shouldn't say umayn. Well, but the best, even better opportunity, even better item than that is, Mishabirin brings down, is Nuchin Shivurich Hamavurich Bruchah Zi Belachash. It's richtig that the person making the Bruchah should say quietly. He only has to say the last word quietly. And therefore, people won't hear the last word of the Bruchah, they won't be able to answer Umayn. We take on that, as Machlok Zaposkin Bruchah Zatiris Midiraisa Midirabunan. We know there's one other Bruchah Midiraisa is Bruchah Samuzin, the Chalt of Savota Virachto. There's another. There's a machloek whether this bruch is also the second bruch satoy which we have nowadays. In the Masa, we say, well, it's a chilikim lalucha if somebody has a suffix, if he said, if he didn't say, maybe we'll get to it. But the ikkazach, which we see from here again, is how chumah this bruch is. It's not just a misadikya bruch, but it's a bruch which could be his mamash adiraisim, when we say the bruch.
Is it
possible
to say,
I heard
a
ma'asi
you brought before?
I see that. Right, well, this type of person, probably as soon as you woke up, you wanted to learn. We'll see as a machloek, we're going to see soon what you can say before Birchas HaTorah. See that. What's a person allowed to say before Birchas HaTorah? So, Be'emerson, Shechnurich is Mash, it says only that one's not allowed to say words of Torah. But the Gun brings, the Bugun, the Mishabir brings it down, says even Hirer and Ksiva is also to do before Birchas HaTorah. If a person can't even think of learning before he says Birchas HaTorah, then the first opportunity a person has, Yizichah is going to want to say Birchas HaTorah, if we want to be on that Madrega Chacha, we want to hopefully that we'll think in learning, is the first thing you've got to do is Taka say Birchas HaTorah. There's also Machloikas where you can say Psikim at all, any types of Psikim before we think. There's a Machloikas whether the Shechnuch brings down the Mechaba, the Ramul, the Nidin, whether we can say Slichas. The Mechaba says that one can't even say Psikim Tachaninim before Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, Anuch Tfilin, because we say Bruch, especially we say in the Shem Yichud, even between, but Anuch Tfilin got a few Psikim we say in between. Therefore, the Mechaber says that one can't even say Psikim Tachanina before Birchas HaTorah. The Mur says that the Minig is Nishtazoi, because the Minig is we see by Slichas, it brings a Raya from Slichas. We see by Slichas that we say the whole of Slichas, says the Mur, we say the whole of Slichas first. And then by Birchas HaShachar, we say before the beginning of Damni, we say then Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Mur says. But the Minig is, the Mur himself, the Minig is that we say Birchas HaTorah straight away in the morning before we say any Psikim. So the, bring down the Pasuk, bring down that you see the Ramu is trying to say that really the best thing is to say Birchas HaTorah right away at the beginning before you say any Psikim. If you see some Siddurim, city look into, some Siddurim are printed Matoy V'Yoylech Yaakov first and then they put Birchas HaTorah in. And some are put Birchas HaTorah in first and then Matoy V'. I don't know what the Cheshem was from each Siddur. There are some Siddurim are very medactic in everything that they write, and they still see Oscar Siddur put Matoivi first, and they're extremely medactic. Yeah, but this is Toil on this Machloik, it's a Mechaber Remu. Are you allowed to say Matoivi before you say Birchas HaTorah? Kunt Mechaber, you're not allowed to. according to the Rambam, Ikad then you're all out to. The Shmir brings down that it's even according to the Rambam, but it's you really shouldn't. So again, it'll be toila. A lot of them. L'chayr alachatchila dekadin would zicher be to say first brichas toira, first before somebody says matoivi. Like I said before, if somebody wants to let's sit and learn at home, he's zicher going to say brichas toira first before he walks to shiel. Oh, so Krishma is a great machlokes what to do, because Krishma, some people say it's even worse. Even if a paskin that you can't say psikim before Birchas HaTorah, but there is a Gemara which says Ogita b'yoyim v'layla, and a person is yoyt with Krishma shachris and Krishma shalarvis. We have to find the solution here somewhere. But a person is yoyt to Krishma by saying a person is yoyt to Talmud Torah b'di'evet with Krishma. Where's the Gemara? The Shagas Arya, so Reb Chaim Kaufman and Mishka Shemin, Reb Chaim Kaufman has a whole shtickle on this, whether you can say Birchas HaTorah, you can say Krishma before Birchas HaTorah, if you want to be Mekai in the Mitzvah. If you're not Mekai in the Mitzvah, push you doing as Talmud Torah, you have to say Birchas HaTorah first. If you're saying as Mitzvah Krishma, he brings out the Shagas Arya, he said, he saw the mirrors Krishma, he limited Torah. So Gemur and Menuchas, Mishikara Krishma, Shachris V'Arvis, Kvakia, Mitzvah Talmud Torah. If that's so, then we're talking about somebody who says Krishma, the mitzvah soy. If that's so, you see the mitzvah, you saw the Krishma, even though it's a mitzvah to say, v'shach b'chov kimech, was still a mitzvah in Talmud Torah. Therefore, avad, a person has a chiv to say Birchas HaTorah first. The ma'as says, avad, we've got to say Birchas HaTorah before we say Krishma. If it's on the minute, that's either Birchas HaTorah or it's Krishma b'zmanoy, then, I'll take flake zug, and remember Chaim said then that, as it's going to be in the maskuna, that we should say better Krishma instead of being, what's going to be the first Osman Krishma? I don't know. You'll have to ask right away. But generally, a person zich has to be like a tchila makbid to say Birchas HaTorah before Birchas Krishma. There's another moedig gechizik that you have for Birchas HaTorah. What happens if somebody decides, somebody has a sidurim, he learns, let's say, after davening, and then he learns again in his chavrisa in the afternoon. Does he have to make Birchas HaTorah again when he learns in the afternoon? But we all know we don't make Birchas HaTorah. But the sound is a whole bit in the poskim, but somebody does have a chiyuv to say Birchas HaTorah. And the hetter not to say Birchas HaTorah is because we're not Masiach Das. It shows there's a murder illusion. Too many papers. There's a murder illusion, so the person not Masiach Das a day. Even somebody normally never ever opens up a safe because he's busy from morning till night and he has no choice and he's busy with his parnusa. Even so, when he does open up a safe, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah because it's not Hesach HaTas. The person's busy the whole day. He has a tirdus, therefore Agavdik is not learning. But it's Tiroscha Kva, Malachter Arai. So therefore, even if it happens to be the Arai, happens to take a long time, but it doesn't have to change the Metzias. We know that we have a Bittel Barov. We know we have. If one thing falls into 10, it becomes butl. If it's yuvish b'yuvish, 1 into 2 becomes butl. If it's shishim, it becomes much more. But there's a din of kol kviya kemechta mechta dumi. If you have 10 stores and one of them is selling kusha flesh, 9 of them are selling trefa flesh, we don't go after rov. And we go after kol kviya kepenza. If you take out the store, you didn't take out the stores, all nidden. But it's a din kol kviya kemechta mechta dumi. If a person takes tiroscha kva, or melachta arai, it doesn't become butl in the whole day. It might end up he only has his hour to learn a day, or however much time he managed to put together because he's busy. But harai is whenever he has spare time and he manages, he does open up a sefer to learn. It shows that his kviyas, his Torah is taka kviyas. Therefore, it becomes kemechza mechza. He ends up he's learning as much as the koiling man. Half a day, he's learning 12 hours a day. He's learning 12 hours a day. He's not learning. The ikataka is his trosch kva malachta yarei. The famous shal which you just had now on Shvias is what happens when somebody is up a whole night. Do they say Krishna? Do they say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? There's a lot of things in davening which a person has to know. Does he say it? Does he not say it? I just want to talk about Birchas HaTorah. But Birchas HaTorah, we think it's just a Shvias shalah. But since we live in this part of the world, anybody who goes to sleep on the man, according to the Machzik Das Liach, if you go to sleep after about 20 to 1, you don't have half an hour to sleep before Alos. Don't know when that loss is, when it's not. But the Masechta says in the Liach 106 or something, is we have a problem. If we don't sleep at night, we're up a whole day, or up a whole night, can we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? And then Yeshiva and Gate said it was even worse a problem. It was like, even the Nishtas are lost, even the loss which worked out differently was also about 1:45, 2:00. So Masechta Betuas geschmissed a little bit at night, and you ended up not getting your sleep at night, every morning to go around Shiel and ask them to be moitzi you is not the most pleasant experience. So be'emes, it's a bevista shtikos machlokes yishoinim. How does Birchas HaTorah work? When is the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah? Is the Birchas HaTorah a chiyuv of every day, a new brucha? Or is it a chiyuv you make once a brucha until you have a hefsek? And therefore, as a famous Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, we have a mimun afshoch. I mean, if somebody sleeps sometime between his one Birchas HaTorah and his next Birchas HaTorah, a proper shinas kva, which is zikha a hefsek, according to Mandoma, a hold that you've got to make a new brucha with sleeping, and it's gone over to a new day, so therefore, according to the other Mandoma, it's a new day, you also have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, you're always going to end up a chiyuv to have to make Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, as long as a person has slept a proper sleep between the two Birchas HaTorahs, it can happen. The sleep doesn't have to dafka be at night. We know that Shvi'a, sometimes people will be sleeping in the Erev Shvi'a in the afternoon, they'll sleep. Sleep of more than half an hour in their bed properly will be a proper shina, but they have the zikha a hesach adas. The machloek is a shina b'yoyim, is tak a hefsek or not. We make normally a shina b'yoyim, not a hefsek. Therefore, when we have a shluf standby day, we don't go and make a new Birchas HaTorah in the afternoon. But if somebody went and now has a second sirif, he has a second poise, he has a second shitzer rishonim of having the next day, therefore he can't make a brucha. Normally, shvius morning, most people don't have a problem of making Birchas HaTorah. The ones that have manets have normally slept erev shvius, and the ones who go to sleep after alos and they get up again by davening, they've also had their shino hefsek in between with the new day. The
him in Torah all night, then you go bracha for the Torah.
So if somebody learns Torah the whole night, and in the morning doesn't make a new Birchas HaTorah,
we don't do
bracha because he hasn't been mafsik. He's only had one of the two reasons. He's only had the reason of being a new day, and therefore we're making in the meantime not to make a new bracha. The Master Mishabir blabs himself that if somebody's up a whole night,
we learn the Torah all night.
When on Shvi'is.
So we finish, we have to do bracha.
Yeah, it depends. So if somebody slept by the Erev Shvi'is, then you have to make a brucha in the morning again. But before the beginning of davening, we make Birchas HaTorah. Yeah. Mishabir brings down that if somebody didn't sleep, the aluch elamas is that we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah because it's a sufik, and therefore we don't make a Birchas HaTorah. The best thing is always to be moiti for somebody else. I once read a beautiful story, just remembering now, there was once a yeshiva, everybody stayed up the whole night, and there was a whole to do, everyone had to find someone to make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. And they went around, and every year they found one bucha, he was the one who was always sleeping in his bed, and they went to find him. Yeah, he's sleeping, they brought him up. He woke him up, he went and was mechabed with the Gersa Kuvit, the standing father God to yeshiva, a few under chevra. He's the one who went to sleep, and he's the one who didn't manage to stay up, and he made Birchas HaTorah. And it was a bit of a joke, it was like everyone was like, ah, this is the shlemazel. Years later, one of the bukharim happened to meet, I don't remember the prutim anymore, it was Mamash Mitzvah, but one of the bukharim went and found this younger man, who was the second night of Shvius, he was sitting and learning the whole night. He said, what's going on? He said, yeah, I realize every year they go around yeshiva and always trying to find some korban who never managed to stay asleep, who never managed to stay awake. I decided I'll be the one. I went to bed every year, and in order that I should be the one that I shouldn't have to go and find the b'choizik machal of everybody else, and I don't want to pass the gelegenheit. So I used to take on myself, I'll stay up the next night of Shvius. That nobody was interested in, that nobody was doing. So mekan koyfana and mahot seichel, sometimes it's time not to check with somebody else. And say to Anko, if an Olam Haba, with a bit of cycle, we have a Mordecai Gelegenheit this Satin. And just to end it quickly off, why do we have to have Kabbalah Satoya every year again? And then the Aishas Cheshbon is, we have a Shviz, all the Yom Tovim happen again. But maybe just as a small thought, we have a din of Shunu Rishayna. Everybody knows the Shunu Rishayna. We have is the time and opportunity of the husband and the wife, the Nuchus and the Kala, to build their relationship together. How do you build a relationship together? They sit and talk as much as they can. There's, I think, a famous Chaznish who says, "Atar b'sicha me'ishto v'afilo ishti omri," doesn't apply on Shuni Rishoyna. If two people sit together and they don't talk to each other, they're not going to get very far. You can have people who learn the same basic medrash for 15 years and they never spoke to each other, they have nothing to do with each other. But if you get along with each other and you talk and you talk and you talk, and automatically you'll have a little differences, you'll have a difference here and a difference there, but in the end, you'll end up forging a relationship together. So maybe that's why we have the same thing. We have a nuki, a shuna rishoyna of Matan Torah. Every year we have a new Kabbalah Satorah. We have a new Yom Chasinus as a Matan Torah. The Ayyub should give us another opportunity to start off shuna rishoyna. We have to spend as much time talking to our Kala, as much time we have talking to the Shechina, talking to the Torah Kedosha. and not being busy, trying not to be busy. Chodesh, the time we've made the kriyas and not to be busy with other things, that's kris will be zoiche, as we'll be able to be our mekuvel ashchina and takiv zoiche zan. So shem bald kim enochmul the gila shleima. Well, this is the siba ma of the uretz, so we mak the brichas atoyra and zoiche zan mishem to the gila shleima.
She said something, it's nothing. I went to the